Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game and the game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports on this lovely draft day. And joining us now to break it all down is ESPN Daily Wager's Anita Marks. Anita, I know today and this season is incredibly busy for you, so we're so excited and very grateful to have you with us. First question for you, what do the sports books look like for the Tennessee Titans and their first round pick?
Well, I think a lot of people are expecting the Tennessee Titans to try to trade up. Right now, everybody's expecting the Carolina Panthers to take Bryce Young, then the Houston Texans, they're at two. Is it going to be Tyree Wilson? Is it going to be Will Anderson? I think with the connections with the new head coach in Alabama, it's going to be Will Anderson. And then what happens with Arizona? They've come out, they said that they are not going to, they're looking to trade that number three pick and C.J. Stroud, more than likely, obviously, if Young does go to the Panthers, is going to be sitting there. So a lot of people are anticipating the Tennessee Titans to potentially trade up with the Arizona Cardinals and go after C.J. Stroud at that number three pick. At least that's what the sports books are looking like. They're anticipating, and I think a number of people who cover the NFL are as well.
Anita Marks is with us, ESPN's Daily Wager. A wild day in Vegas when Will Levis, in the matter of 24 hours, went from plus 4,000 to plus 400 to be the number two overall pick. What was your take on that movement with Will Levis?
Yeah, listen, I've done a lot of research. I've spoken to a lot of scouts, a few general managers, a few agents, and everything that I'm hearing is that Will Levis is a lot of smoke. Of course, just a few days ago we had heard, the rumor came out that he was telling his friends and family that he was going to be the number one overall pick.
Right.
We saw the numbers change immensely when that rumor. Here's the thing. I would love to try to help people win some money. I'm sorry, my dogs are excited about my hit with you guys today. But
about Will Levis, but, they're big Kentucky fans.
If they've seen pictures of Will Levis, I'm sure they're excited about it. If they've seen him play football, or they've seen game film, I don't know, not so much. But here's the thing: general managers, owners, they don't. They don't want to let anyone know what they're doing, number one. And number two, a lot of this is smoke and mirrors, right? Like, a lot of times, there are teams that will throw out certain rumors to try to get other teams to do things. So, in my opinion, this is what makes the draft tonight so exciting and so fun, is, what's true? What's false? What was thrown out there to get a reaction from another team to potentially use draft leverage to move up or move down or trade or pick a certain player? You know what I mean? So, I think that's what makes it so exciting. And obviously those rumors out there move the needle and change the numbers for a lot of these odds makers. So, it's going to be fun how this all plays out. Again, top five, I've got Young going to Carolina. I've got Will Anderson going to Houston. Arizona looking to trade that pick. Is it Tennessee? Is it Houston? There's some talk out there that Houston wants to trade their number 12 pick and move up and take Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. I'm pretty confident that Anthony Richardson's going to go to the Colts at four, by the way, more so than Will Levis. And I have Jalen Carter going to the Seattle Seahawks at five. So those are my first five picks.
We'll talk with Anita Marks. Hello, my friend. How are you doing? It's a long time no hear.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yes,
how are
has.
You?
I am,
hear your voice.
I've been doing well. Just enjoying Nashville. And I'm sure you heard many great things about our city. So, but in regards to defensive players, Anita, is Will Anderson, are the numbers – heavy on Will Anderson's side that he will be the first defensive player chosen?
I believe so. The knock on him, the negative on him, is that he doesn't have that first initial explosive step. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I mean, that's the only That's the only negative I've heard about him. So, and again, I think with the ties of, you know, the new head coach and his ties with Alabama, and there are some question marks about Wilson. Listen, I'm all about a big man running fast. You're talking about a guy who's 6'6", 270, who put up a solid 40 time is great. But there's I'm hearing from the scouts I've spoken to more knocks on Wilson than Anderson. So I do believe it's going to be Anderson. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Wilson, but everything I'm hearing is that it's going to be Anderson. He'll be the first non-quarterback taken in this year's draft at 2.
Now, has the biggest swing as far as odds, has it been Will Levis or has it been another player?
Yeah, I mean, Will Levis, well, actually, Bryce Young has been the biggest swing, you know, for at least the first 2 months when, you know, the odds hit the board, it was C.J. Stroud. Everybody thought C.J. Stroud would be the number one quarterback taken. You know, here's the thing, guys. I don't like any of these quarterbacks. They all have warts, and I hate that word, and I just used it. They all have warts, right? Like Bryce Young, he's so like when he walks over to the sideline to talk to Nick Saban, they're eye to eye, and Nick Saban is shorter than me. So, you know, so and there's scouts out there who don't believe that no matter how much gym time and how many you know pounds of pasta Bryce Young eats, he'll never surpass 200 pounds. That's a huge concern. You know, C.J. Stroud, lack of accuracy, doesn't throw wide receivers open. You know, there's a lot of people who don't believe that Will Levis will ever amount to a starting quarterback in the NFL. To me, Anthony Richardson is the biggest wild card here, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've had scouts tell me that with the right training, okay, and coaching, he could be better than Lamar Jackson. He could be better than Cam Newton. So if I was a team in need of a quarterback in the future, I think your best shot is to draft Anthony Richardson. But am I drafting Anthony Richardson in the top five? No, I'm not. I'm not. I actually believe that the quarterback class for next season is going to be the head and shoulders 1,000 times better than this. So if I'm a team that's in need of a quarterback, you know, I'm going to either look for a really great player outside of the quarterback position, or I'm going to be looking to trade down to stockpile my picks for next year. That's what I'm doing.
Anita Marks is with us from ESPN's The Daily Wager. And Anita, I'm going to give you full disclosure. I used to be one of those guys years ago. I was like, why would anybody want to watch the draft? You know, I was now. Yeah. Now we see that it's always something good. Now this is a relatively new thing, betting on things that go on during the draft. I don't know about that. But I want to ask, for people that love to do it, they're going to make a night of it, they're going to have a lot of fun, they're going to gather somewhere. What should somebody's strategy be if you're going to try to put a little coin down on the draft?
Okay, so a few things. I'm going to give you my top draft picks, okay? So right now, again, I think it's going to be Bryce Young, Will Anderson, and C.J. Stroud. I think that's going to be your 1, 2, and 3. You could actually wager on that parlay that those will be the first, second, and third player taken. You get that at even money, okay? Anthony Richardson, I do believe he's going to go to the Colts at 4. You could wager on that at 2-1. If you don't think he's going to go to the Colts, but you do believe, I do believe that he's going to be taken early. Like I said, because I think he's the biggest wild card and he potentially has the highest ceiling. So I do believe that he's going to go in the top 8, and you can get that at plus 160. I do believe that there's going to be 5 quarterbacks that are taken in the first round. There's added incentive in doing that because if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you get him for an option year 6. So I do believe that Hendon Hooker, quarterback for Tennessee, is going to go in the first round, and you can get that at minus 130. I do believe that Kincaid will be the first tight end taken over the tight end from Notre Dame, Mayer, and you can get that at plus 145. I'm hearing that the Patriots want an offensive lineman, and they love Darnell Wright. So I'm going to wager that the Patriots go offensive lineman at plus 225. I'm also hearing that Tennessee wide receiver Hyatt potentially could be the second wide receiver taken in this draft. I'm going to go that he goes in the first round at plus 250. And also, I do believe that the running back from Texas, Robinson, will either go to Atlanta or Philadelphia in the top 10, and you can get that at plus 110. Those are my favorite picks and plays right now. So I've already laid those.
Okay.
I've already put those in. I've already gone to the window with those plays.
Okay.
Now my advice to everybody else is sit back, have a list together, do your due diligence, see what the experts out there are saying, who's going where, follow the draft, and do some in draft wagering.
Okay.
So as I just said, the Patriots, I know they like Darnell Wright. I know they want an offensive lineman. As we get to pick number 14, and if Darnell Wright is still on the board, do some live in wagering and put some money on Darnell Wright, because I'm hearing that that's who they covet.
Okay, is there anything that you would say, like if you're sitting with your buddy, I'm sitting here with Derek, and Derek and I are at the draft, and he says, hey, Willie, I just bet on this, and I just put my hands in my head, and I say, what are you thinking? Is there any advice you would say, do not do this with your draft strategy? Stay away from these types of bets.
Do not do this. The draft is so crazy, guys. Go back the last 3, 4, 5 years that the draft now has become, listen, tonight is a big event, right? Like, since it has become a big, don't you feel like every draft is like, even when the Giants drafted Daniel Jones, and I live here and I cover the team, I was like, whoa, Daniel Jones just got drafted in the top 10. Are you kidding me? I used another word, but this is a family show. I can't say what I actually said. But like, Matt, crazy stuff happens. Crazy stuff is going to happen tonight, guys. I think there's going to be a ton of trades, by the way. I think there's going to be at least 5, 6 trades tonight, possibly in the first round. How about that?
I probably would have told you don't bet on the Titans trading A.J. Brown on draft night last year, and we saw how that turned out.
That's what happened.
Anita Marks is with us. Last one for you, Anita. Why are you saying Anthony Richardson 4 to Indianapolis? Is that what you're hearing? Is that just a hunch?
I do believe that Anthony Richardson has the biggest ceiling. I feel that there's so much raw talent there, right? Like and Mason, you, Derek, you could attest to this, right? Like there's quarterbacks out there like pocket collapses, right? And then all of a sudden, like, you know, they're scrambling for their life, and all of a sudden now you're 2nd and 18. Anthony Richardson is that kind of quarterback that, like, he could just make magic work where, you know, he just has this athleticism and this uncanny ability to evade that. So now, you know, few times and often now you're back on 2nd and 10 as opposed to 2nd and 18. You know, that holds a lot of weight with a lot of scouting departments. Like, and he's so raw that if a team gets their hands on him and can really coach him up and really teach him for the next 2 or 3 years, the sky's the limit. And on top of that, in regard to the new head coach who's now with the Colts coming over, offensive coordinator from the Philadelphia Eagles, all you have to do now is implement your playbook that you used with Jalen Hurts. You're talking about the same skill set, possibly better. So I think there's a lot of reasons there why the Colts are looking at Anthony Richardson over Will Levis.
Well, thank you, Anita. We appreciate it, and thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. It's been a while since I heard your voice.
I know. So great to hear your voice, my friend. You guys, enjoy tonight. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be a wild carpet ride. Hopefully you wrote down those are my favorite picks. Like I said, I've already gone to the window. So hopefully we will have made some people some money today in Tennessee. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, Anita. Enjoy the draft tonight. D-Vase has got a wild take. And we'll get into that coming up next, and your thoughts as well. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.